I just said...
You hit the record, though.
I just said...
You Adam, just go make the coffee.
Why make the coffee?
You were the one who asked for it.
Nick said, I'm going to make coffee.
Make the coffee now.
Make it.
I can't hear that stuff. I don't have headphones on.
Yeah, you can't hear it because...
Hold on. I'm not wearing headphones.
Oh. Yeah, it's in the back of my car. My car should be unlocked, but if it's not, the keys are on the coat rack.
Make it later.
Just make it now. You just woke up from a nap.
Adam's taking naps.
I'm cranky.
Yeah, so make some fucking coffee to fix your attitude before I fix it for you.
You're yelling at me. I'm not yelling at you.
For everybody.
Why are you yelling at me?
Nick?
He's about to get five across the lips.
I'm going
to
give you a fucking backhand if you don't fix your attitude.
I'll give you something else across your lips.
I would fuck you up, Adam, right now if we fought.
Yeah. If we fought right now?
I would fuck you up so...
That's not true.
I would dispatch you so easily.
That's not true because I fight by Israeli army rules.
No. Sorry, bitch.
There are no rules.
White phosphorus.
There's no, you don't have
grabbing
any
men's
shit.
Penises.
That I will
scratching
have to look out for.
Gaza.
Biting.
No rules, just right.
Yeah. The Gaza Steakhouse.
The Gaza Steakhouse.
Welcome, come on into the Gaza Steakhouse. Everything comes with hummus on it.
Actually, that nap made me feel good. I don't need coffee.
you better start behaving like it.
Get in the back of my car. Go. There's some seltzer.
I'm not going to get in the back of your
car.
Ahead, just get in the back of the car.
Go ahead and get in the back.
Why do you keep telling me to go in the back of your car? It's cold outside.
My station wagon.
Yeah.
Station.
Second station wagon in the crew.
The state.
Yeah, the second one in the crew.
What are you accusing him of?
Copying.
I would have gotten a sedan if I had seen a... What do you little 240 for sedan for sale, but they didn't really.
What do you say about Adam's charges of copying?
I mean, he doesn't even have a car.
Stav has agreed with me off the record that you copied.
I've never said anything.
Yes, you did. You said
I'm a neutral observer.
He said you got a station wagon.
I'm
sucked.
I'm sucked. Dick Swirland.
What I got was an old car. I mean, it just happened to be a
My car is old too. It's 16 years old.
It's your car. Your car should not be in the condition that it's in.
What condition?
Inoperable. You have to have your girlfriend fix it for you.
She's not fixing it for me.
How funny is that? We went out of town, and he's like, babe, can you help me with the car? You have to have your girlfriend.
That's bull. That is what happened. Let's be honest. Like, what are the facts?
No, this is
did you leave,
bullshit.
And then did your girlfriend fix your car? Are those the facts?
I left, and she there was a flat on the car, and she was borrowing
my car.
And
who took care of it?
I called fucking AAA for her so she could get a tow and get a new wheel.
Who had to deal with that?
Who deals took with care that? Of it? I took care of it because I had a warranty.
You took care of it.
I had a warranty at Costco.
I don't think you took care of it.
You don't want to be swindled by the working men. So you have your...
She got a new wheel, but she was borrowing the car for the week and the car had a flat. After we were ready upstate. Don't bring my personal
didn't even
traumas
check,
into
didn't
this.
Even check your car before you gave it to the woman you love.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's right. Recklessly giving a broken car
girlfriend,
to a very nice
it wasn't a
woman.
Girlfriend
car,
knows
it was a
more
flat
about cars
tire.
Than you.
What do you mean knows more about? There was a flat tire.
You're 15 years older than her, and she knows more than about cars.
All right, Nick. All right, Nick.
How is that? Her generation didn't even grow up with cars.
That doesn't make any sense.
They had
cars.
iPads.
Everyone had cars.
That doesn't make any sense.
They took taxis everywhere. They took electric.
Now you're
car.
Even losing Stavros on this.
That's the type of car. What do you mean even Stavros?
Well, you guys were both doing a two-for-one, and now you're...
That's true. He did
now
lose me.
He's
he did
losing
lose me
you
with that
with
part.
His car thing. But
nothing changed.
You did lose me.
But what did I lose?
I don't know. It's a vibe.
I got too aggressive, but the point didn't change.
I don't
change.
Know. It's a vibe,
what
man.
Are you guys? You the guys are mad at me because I took a nap for 15 minutes.
No,
I lost
for not
him
making coffee.
I lost him in terms of the aggressiveness.
I was
he realizes
not,
now.
I did not tell anyone I was going to make coffee.
You did.
Why am I in trouble for
not making coffee? You woke up cranky. Right?
I didn't wake up cranky. I was.
You
I had an erection.
With, you
I
woke up with a hard
you,
dick, and you tried to get me to touch it.
I literally woke up, and I said, "Stop! I have a boner right now." You said, "I don't believe you." I said, "So you can touch it?"
I
and
said,
"You
can
pushed
I see
out."
It? No, I said, "Let me see it."
I showed you through.
No,
the blanket.
I want to see your bare cock.
Okay, well, next time I get an erection, I'll show it.
Show me
you.
The bare cock.
I don't have one right now.
The point is, listen. You woke up. You needed coffee.
I didn't need coffee. I feel fine right now.
You asked for coffee.
All right.
If I woke up and I wanted to get my dick hard.
Okay, right before I took my 15-minute nap, we said 4 p.m.
Okay. Yeah. And Nick said, I'm going to make some coffee. We'll get it going at 4.
I don't remember that.
Yes,
and then I ended up jump roping.
Okay, so you jump roped. I thought you made coffee. I just asked if there was coffee.
Oh, I didn't
coffee.
Know you had a verbal promise from Nick.
I thought you... I just asked if there was coffee.
So Nick's in breach. You're in breach of contract.
I said, I want to have a cup of coffee. I never said I was making it. Adam said, do you have a grinder? And I said, yes, it's in the car.
That's true. That's true, Adam. How do you...
Yeah, you brought your coffee grinder from the city.
Yeah.
You know what? We shouldn't actually, be fighting. I didn't bring my.
I have a better coffee.
This is probably tearing the audience.
What I brought, what I brought is
they like a little insight to the drama.
I brought is a coffee grinder. I'm planning on either giving to somebody or throwing out. That just happens to be. In
what
the
kind of a coffee grinder?
It's some like KitchenAid coffee grinder.
Okay.
Yeah. Now that I'm like trying to learn coffee,
Mr. Coffee over here.
I got. Like,
you're one, saying you're planning on giving it to someone that happens to be a woman?
No.
Is that what you just said?
He didn't say it was a woman.
Well, sounds like you got some weird thing.
I thought you were bragging about giving garbage to women.
Wow.
Things that you're...
Adam, see, this is why I'm saying you need a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Because you're being cranky right now.
I'm not being cranky. I bought both of you guys Christmas gifts today.
You did?
Yes.
Now you're changing the subject.
I told you guys what the Christmas gifts are.
It's already...
I don't have them yet. I ordered them.
It's already January...
It's already December 30th.
I know. It's a late Christmas gift.
You haven't...
December 30th.
By this time, I've already given you my incredibly thoughtful Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to...
How about this? Here's a Christmas gift. Cushy Dreams. You check them out.
Is it?
No, there's a Christmas gift to the Cushy Dreams company by giving them.
Oh.
By our friends at Cushy Dreams. If we get, we're giving a free, zero effort involved bonus.
Is this
ad
a free week. Advertisement?
Cushy Dreams.
On a
check them out.
Patreon.
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Hey, can you hear me? We're doing the podcast right now. It's Robert Kelly.
Really?
Put it on speaker.
We can't put it on speaker.
Hey, Bob.
Can I call you back?
Can you tell Bobby I said hello?
Are you doing a podcast now?
We're doing it right now, yeah.
Hi, Bob.
Stavros says hello.
How are you, baby boy?
I'm doing pretty good, Bobby. Thank you for asking.
All right. Have fun doing your wildly popular podcast that puts money in your pocket.
Okay. Thank you.
All
we
right.
will.
Yeah, we'll call you. We'll put you on speaker, and we'll do we'll all talk together in like maybe an hour.
Later, guys. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye. Nice to hear from Bobby. I did his, he had a workout, the 30-day less titty challenge is what he was doing.
I saw.
I did a workout with him, and honestly, it fucked my ass a little bit.
Yeah.
Did he lose weight?
I lost 100 pounds.
Wow.
You did. Yeah. I know that.
You look beautiful.
Thank I can you. See that. It's so crazy you lost.
I lost 100 pounds.
Everything except your breasts.
I chopped one of
You're
my.
You're a hot
First
chick
of all,
now.
I don't have breasts. Even at my fattest, I you didn't really have breasts.
I mean, I've grabbed them before.
Not really.
It's very funny to claim that you don't have breasts.
I don't really have
I've
breasts.
Left hand palmed you and right
Let's
hand jacked myself.
Let's put it this
myself.
Way. They could be way worse.
That's true.
I fuck girls with smaller titties than you.
That's not true. Well, you know what?
That's his
That's
type.
True, but that's on
that's
your...
That's not my type.
That's on your... Like, that's like saying, you know, I can
you
say...
You know I like big naturals.
No, you don't.
I'm
no,
on...
You're now we want to talk about copying.
Yeah.
We were, that now
Oh, my God. You're the
now
first guy
we're talking
ever
about copying.
Mr. Xerox over here.
I've loved big naturals my whole
You're saying
life.
Station wagon. Meanwhile, Nick bought an old car to work on. Have you done a stitch of work on your fucking... Carmelo Soprano wagon?
Yes,
no,
I
motherfucker.
Did. Yes,
no.
I did.
You haven't done shit. You
I have done
right
work.
Now. Your girlfriend is somewhere replacing the fucking tail.
You bought it and immediately got into an accident.
Okay,
that's right.
First of all, that was not my
and
fault.
And now
you
after
no, that was
bragging about fucking women with smaller
titties. It was a cannabis user. It was a cannabis user.
By the way,
on the Long Island Expressway, they made a sudden stop, and I was following a little control your vehicle.
Thank you.
Maintain control
you
of your
You can't go from saying you fuck girls with smaller tits than me, which, by the way,
I fucked all
on
types
your,
of tits.
On your behalf.
I fucked all women with all different
that's
sizes.
That's number one, because my tits are not big. They're little, and they don't look that good. If it was on a woman, I wouldn't be that thrilled if I had tits like mine. Now, as a fat man, these are the best tits you can possibly have. But on a lady, these are not good tits. Secondly, you cannot establish yourself as a guy who fucks girls with titties like this and then in the same breath claim to love Big Naturals.
I've always
when
loved
I have Big been Naturals. On the fucking record since before this podcast about loving big ass titties.
Making copies.
To claim that liking
that's
big,
you.
Big
you're Rob Schneider.
Is your
you're
thing.
The copier. The
out
copier.
Of the three of us, it is my thing.
That liking big breasts
in this
is
well-worn
your
in
thing.
This
uh-oh,
well yes.
Copier's jammed and copier, yeah. Asshole number one. You've got a dick jammed in the copier.
That's
asshole
true.
Number one.
That's true.
Please empty the copier's mouth. It's filled with cum. Error. Error. The copier's been nutted in and it's jammed up with nut from copying too much.
So that's you, by the way. The copier.
Mr. Xerox.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man.
The Batman villain.
Listen,
Mr.
it didn't
Xerox.
Bother me that you got the second station wagon in the crew. It's just officially the second station wagon in the crew. That's
you
all
keep
I'm saying.
You keep bringing this up as if I give a shit.
Oh, cool.
I don't care.
I'm just putting something on the record.
Adam, no, you sound mad, dude.
I don't sound mad at all. I'm
you're
not
being
mad.
Trolled and you're
I
mad.
Had a great nap.
Have
I woke
a nice
up with
day.
An erection.
You have been trolled. Have a nice day.
No, that's
you,
right.
You, are, you have been
you're
trolled.
You're trolled.
Oh, no. I've been trolling
you're both
you.
Trolling.
You're trolled. I've been doing a long-term troll on you.
You've
and
been
the
trolled.
Trap is nearly set, Nick.
Oh,
I'm
wow,
the trap
really?
Is nearly set.
Fuck.
You might think you've had little victories all along the way.
That's why you're making...
But the war... I've fought a war of attrition for years.
No.
A war of attrition. That sounds like being trolled to me.
That's
me. I didn't even know a war was going on. I was just having a good time jump roping.
That's right.
Eating pizza that's been left out for 3 days.
That's like, right. Is there any more cold pizza?
There's plenty.
Yeah.
There's all of the, for some reason, the meat lover didn't get touched despite having a huge meat loving copying piece of shit right here in front of me.
I wouldn't describe Stavros that way.
What?
Oh,
why would you point at Stavros?
He pointed at you. Now you're just lying to the audience.
Yeah,
and that's something
I've
I can't.
Never lied to the audience.
And that's
both
something
of you
I
guys.
Can.
Both of you guys, every single episode, spew lie after lie to these kind souls.
No,
these
oh
sensitive
my God,
boys
you think
listening to the
you
show.
Think they're gonna fall for this little fucking stunt?
I
Adam?
Would love to have an argument for the entire. Episode.
You think this is how they're yeah. gonna fall for this?
I
little
think it's
stunt?
Finally time we have an argument the entire episode.
I think it's
because a lot
done.
Of people think the premise of the show is that we bully Adam, but the truth is that's never actually happened.
No, it doesn't.
It's never even got. We've never even gotten close to bullying.
No.
We
and
just have
will.
To. We keep him in check.
I think what you need to do is go make a little coffee.
You can't kill a man who's already dead.
You have to go make a little coffee.
Yeah, well, you
that's
can't.
Me, the
you
ghost.
Can't kill a man who's not even a man.
That's right.
You're
we
killing
can kill a,
little, a
woman,
a little girl baby who's not even born yet. Your girl sperm.
That's true.
Listen, you're, Nick, you're always
you're a little sperm with a pussy instead of a
no,
tail.
Yeah,
you're always you've it has always
you're,
been,
you're a girl. You're a sperm that's like, hey boys.
You've right. always been and jealous of me because I'm 18 months older.
It's a,
we all know that.
Shut up! That's the one thing you're not allowed to bring up on the show.
Everyone knows that. Everyone who listens knows that you've been jealous.
Nick wants to be 18 months old.
He wishes he was 18
I
months old.
I feel so fucking gay.
That's
because
true.
My birthday is late. Oh, no, he's just leaving.
You better bring pizza for the crew if
you better
going.
Bring that meat lover's pizza in here.
You better bring the whole fucking pizza.
The beat lovers.
That's right, the beat lovers.
Beating off.
Suck me on.
What'd they
the
call
dick.
Everything bagel at the place we went to? The tornado.
Suckley's Suckley's Delight. What
there's
the fuck?
Only one slice.
You're you fucking no, insane.
Only one slice.
There is an entire pizza.
Give me
there.
A slice of that and go have the sausage. I'm the guy who ordered pepperoni mushroom.
No, I was gonna share the one slice that I found.
There's a whole fucking
thing I would have brought more slices if there were more slices.
Let's see. We wow. How the fuck did that
happen? There was only one slice left.
I guess. Did you guys are midnight snackers.
I had a slice at 3:40 a.m.
I had a slice at 7 a.m.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
It's weird because I during the
Will,
day.
Will and I were hitting the Frank Dusuck line a little bit hard.
I'm a daytime guy. I wake up.
No, got, I'm a nighttime snacker.
No, yeah. See, at 10 a.m. I'm gorging myself, and then
I
nighttime
woke up starving.
I'm
starving.
Mm-mm. My pattern, when I'm really in the fucking eating zone, the first meal of the day is around 5 p.m.
Oh.
Because I'm so fucked up off what I ate last night that I can't even stomach the idea of eating anything.
I love yeah. that, dude.
Walk us through.
Most of the day is spent recovering, right? I wake up.
We should see if we could get Ethan.
Sherwood Strauss?
Yes.
From the basketball guy?
We should get Indiana Jones on the podcast.
The basketball Twitter guy.
the guy who wrote the victory machine?
Who Perox?
I'm sorry, Ethan.
The fat Nazi.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Shouts out, Ethan Suppley.
I'm sure he's on
Boy Meets World, too.
Well, he's got his own podcast.
Ethan Suckley.
It's about diet and exercise.
Oh, shit.
But we should just bring him on and see within an hour if Stav can destroy his life.
I probably could. I can't be near that guy. I'm a big fan, but I shouldn't be around
You're just
him.
The worst.
I just fucking would. He would be. Everything he's worked for would
you're
come
his,
crumbling
You're
down.
His Courtney Love.
Yeah.
How much weight did that guy lose?
Like
he looks awesome. He's like
700 or 800 pounds.
Yeah, he lost about 4,000 pounds.
He was real fat.
He was huge.
In American History X, he's fat.
Yeah.
He looks good now. He's like a powerlifting guy.
I can't be around that guy because we would have a really nice time. That's the thing. It would be an awesome relapse. Relapses are the best.
Yeah.
The first week of a relapse, there's nothing better in the world.
See, that's what now I get to enjoy November and December and just eat whatever the fuck I want and be like a complete piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know, because it's the ant and the grasshopper.
So true.
That's what I've been eating. I've been eating bugs.
You've been eating bugs.
I've been eating nothing but an ant and a grasshopper every day.
Every day. That's like Adam type of amount of calories.
Yeah.
You know what I'd like? A chocolate covered bugs.
Yeah.
If I were to have to eat a bug.
Too. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. We need ice cream. We haven't had ice cream once this trip.
We haven't had ice cream the entire time.
We got to get ice cream. Tonight's the night, fellas. I feel it. If you thought I got high as shit the last three nights.
The same cousin whose makeup oil I ate when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
I was fat as shit, and I would make fun of her for being anorexic because she would get like a salad, like make a healthy eating choice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. While you're having two McDoubles.
Yeah, right. I can't breathe. I'm like, oh, can I just have half a pancake? I'm having 9 of them.
Shit, maybe pancakes for tomorrow.
Dude, I would love to make some.
You do have the flat top.
Buckwheat pancakes.
Tomorrow, we need to fuck up the flat top. Make pancakes, make fucking burgers and cheesesteaks.
We should cook in the fireplace.
It's not Red Dead Redemption.
We should cut off a Chinese guy's skin and make soup out of it.
Nick's like, trying to make explosive bullets with butter. With butter and fucking skeet shooting rounds.
Nick's trying to open up the anarchist cookbook.
Hey, y'all, I made my own pornography out of awful. Now we can set up camp in the living room and beat each other off.
Uh-oh. What is awful? It's just like dried whole rat.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, isn't it?
It's a rodent?
I don't know.
It's gristle.
I don't know, but Adam made the mistake of leaving the pizza on the couch.
Maybe it was a mistake. Maybe it was a deliberate
mistakes.
Trap. Maybe it was a trap
mistakes
that I said.
Mistakes have been made. I got worried about you last night, because one of these days you're going to just die.
No.
You thought he was going to die last night when...
I'm not the one who fucking did how much cocaine all fucking night talking about global warming's fake. So nothing to worry about over here.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting high as fuck, passing out to John Travolta.
You also did cocaine. You also had
I did a little bit of cocaine.
He did a little bit.
Okay, to be fair, I forgot I did cocaine.
Yeah. I did green tea.
And my heart was pounding hard
as
shit.
I did cocaine, green tea, and watched Money Train.
Let's did you guys go. Finish Money Train? I went upstairs.
No, we only made it halfway through.
J-Lo is fucking 10 in that movie.
Yeah, I fucked her, actually.
We already fucked her.
I fucked her in...
No.
I fucked her in Out of Sight.
No!
You know what I did the other night?
No!
I fucking woke up and I saw my Amazon. I'd been looking up like how to buy like official vaccination records to doctor your own vaccination. That was a fun
late night
search.
To say that you got the COVID vaccine?
Well, all of the vaccines, because I don't have my...
You don't have any?
No, I was vaccinated. I just don't have my medical records.
Oh,
so I don't want to go like get another vaccination or fucking...
Can't you go to your
I don't know your mom well, but she seems like...
I don't know who the fuck a pediatrician...
You don't know your pediatrician?
No, I never had a consistent doctor.
Really?
Yeah, no, never.
How about you?
I would go to the doctor when I was like very, very, very sick as a kid.
You didn't go to do checkups?
No, never.
I'm still...
Shouts out my guy, Dr. Salehi.
I'm still very close with my pediatrician.
You're one of those guys that went until he was 27?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As long as you're still on the nipple, you're allowed to go to the pediatrician.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and you bottle feed. I put a nipple at the end of my dick and trick Adam into sucking it.
Mm-hmm.
You ever do that?
Yeah. Yeah, I've tricked Adam into doing a lot of things.
I've actually been tricking you to do more things.
No.
Yes, I have.
Like what?
I don't want
to
disclose.
Like buy a station wagon that adds like pleasure to my life because I have a project and something to work on instead of a thing that's constantly broken.
I have
girlfriend to handle it for me.
Wait, having a flat tire, you say, is a broken car.
I don't know what to do.
Having a flat tire, you regard as your car being broken
because the keys weren't working. I mean, can you bring all your tools over here and help me? Never mind, my girlfriend fixed
it.
No,
you didn't fix it. I fixed it.
I didn't do anything. I stayed at home.
Wait, that happened to me, not you.
Your girlfriend fixed it.
No, same thing happened.
Really?
No, because what happened is
he lacked the wrist strength to put the key in.
No, Nick tried to fix it. He couldn't.
I did not even come over. Remotely close to your car, your girlfriend had to fix it.
He's absolutely lying right now. It's so funny.
What do you mean?
Whoa. You didn't remotely come close to the car. You didn't go into the car and put the key in the ignition.
I went. You
thought
said
the wheel was locked.
The car was not. You called me up. You said, I can't turn the car on or move the steering wheel. And then anyone would tell you just pull the steering wheel a bit and turn
that wasn't
the key.
What happened. That wasn't the problem.
I said yes.
The battery was dead.
I said just push the steering, and then I came over and it's like a push start ignition, and then I said, oh well, I don't know what this is, but I didn't try to fix your car.
The battery was dead, and my girlfriend didn't fix my car.
Your girlfriend had to fix your car.
Stop saying that.
I heard that you didn't fix it though, Adam.
No, I just I thought initially that it was a dead battery.
I was pissed when my keys stopped working. That was annoying.
Mm-hmm.
My car worked, and I had to pay some Greek guys like $700 because they ran diagnostics.
I thought they were Pakistani.
I went to the Pakistanis. They were so rude that I had it shipped over to the Greek guys that I can trust.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that Will Mediker is making us dinner, and it smells great.
It smells better than my fucking little dick.
It smells better than Adam has ever smelled in his life.
That's true. You probably haven't smelled better than bolognese.
What? My body?
Yeah, your pheromones.
No, I'm getting into scents. I told
your
you.
Your pheromones can... First of all, that's...
2020
culturally,
is,
that's cheating.
That's bullshit. You know what?
I just
worn cologne one time around
that's,
me.
Can I say this?
As
it's
a
the
Greek
last
guy,
episode
I deserve
of the
cologne.
Year. I just want to say, you have an awful attitude today. I don't know what happened during your nap.
I feel fine. No, you know what it is? You know what it is? I'm standing up for myself.
We're not even going after you. You like you just started off. You're like, you copied my station wagon.
You don't like the fire.
Okay, well, you're the cop.
I was lightly teasing you about that. It was a light tease. It was a rib.
Okay, that's fine.
It was
we're not even going. No one's going after you here.
Yeah. Attitude is bad.
I've been trying to talk about PlayStation 5 the
entire
time.
No, you haven't brought
time.
It up one time.
Because I've been trying to, and you keep saying, I've only sucked 18 dicks.
I never said that.
You did. You keep being like,
hold on. You've been saying that.
I've only sucked 18 dicks.
My car is broken because I had a flat wheel, and then my
fast
girlfriend
forward.
Has to fix my car for me.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is if you had made the coffee... No problem.
If I you have to asked, have your. You, he plans. He manipulates the situation to plan to be out of town because he knows he'll get. Hmm. He'll want to kiss the tow truck driver.
That's true.
And so he.
If that's true, then you're being a good boyfriend. Hmm. If you're keeping yourself out of situations with temptation, where the tow truck driver comes,
do that,
and he's so hot and he's got so much grease on his overalls.
What's that movie, The Last Temptation of Christ, about? Is it about sucking cock?
No,
it's about
sucking cock. It's about it's about
getting pussy.
It's about pussy. Yeah,
which is awesome. And who wrote that? A Greek guy.
Who? Scorsese.
No, bitch. Kazantzakis.
And it's about what, Adam?
It's about getting pussy.
Is that the joke answer or the real answer?
Both.
It actually is both in this case.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I'll give him that.
It's a great movie.
I'll give him that. It's about getting pussy, which is cool. Mm. It's funny that they made a movie about God and his biggest issue is whether he can get pussy or not. Mm. And that's the kind of God... that I identify with.
Yeah, your God's got pussy.
How great is our God? Our God is a horny God.
Come Town this year was brought to you by Cushy Dreams, Mac Weldon.
Oh, this Blue is nice. Chew, Ridge Wallet. We're doing a little... The people we love the most.
We want to thank our sponsors.
Manscaped, we got some new players
MyBookie.ag.
MyBookie.ag, Manscaped. All of them you can use promo code either Come Town or Come Town.
Which one of the two, folks?
Yeah.
And this is what we like. This is the kind of thing that we do that separates us from other podcasts. Because people that buy the premium, they think, well, we don't even get to hear ads. Well, guess what? Right now?
This is not a premium episode.
I thought you said it was.
No, there's just no ads booked for the, this is a regular episode.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's a regular no ad.
Yeah.
I got confused.
Because I fucked up when booking the year, and I thought that December 30th, or the week of this episode, would fall into January.
I see.
So you don't book that, because it's the radio week, and the radio week would fall into the next fiscal year.
What is radio week?
I don't know, man. It's just some shit where there's like, there's 52 weeks out of the year, and they like people buy ads.
That's too many weeks.
People buy ads for the beginning of the week, but our air dates are like, I don't know, I just fucked
up. There should be 48 weeks, and we should get 4 weeks vacation.
There's 1 week that like fell through the fucking cracks, and it's this week, so there's no ad sold.
I see.
That's all right, but we do want to thank all of our sponsors who have stood by our side. Despite numerous complaints, Thursday boots, allegations.
Let's not forget Thursday boots, of course.
Yeah, allegations which have never been proven.
I am trying to like negotiate these reads for next year. And there's one of the sponsors has like a specific clause that says that if any of the hosts are accused of sexual misconduct, they're allowed to cancel the read.
It's in the contract?
Well, yeah, it's like one of their stipulations.
Just sexual misconduct.
Contract.
I can assault someone.
Yeah.
And it's like I can beat a homeless person.
It's like you can cancel the contract whenever you want.
Yeah.
Just like we can stop doing this show whenever.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
the flip side is we may just leave.
That's right. We'll cash the checks and you'll never hear from us again.
Yeah. One of the best days of my life. Actually, it was a terrible day. It was one of the worst days of my life now that I think about it.
That's quite the reversal.
Yeah.
What day is this?
I was one or the other. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was like 18. I was working at a gas station, and the job sucked. I hated it.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. My girlfriend at the time showed up, and she had a bunch of like booze in the car.
Mm.
And I was supposed to be working from like 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and it was like 11. And she was like, let's just go get trashed. And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
And I went into the station and I told the African guy, I was like, I'm leaving. I'm not working anymore. I'm going to go get drunk.
And that was one of the worst days of your life?
Then we got drunk and fought for 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Damn, man, that smells so good.
I know.
You know what I want? I want Paula Deen stovetop mac and cheese.
Never had it.
You ever had that
stovetop
recipe?
Stovetop is not baked?
I think, no, they do a stovetop, and then she bakes it.
Yeah, with a nice crust on the top. Yeah.
I like a crust.
That's the good stuff right there.
Yeah.
Mm.
Fuck. Thanksgiving's coming backwards.
Has already happened.
Thanksgiving's coming backwards.
I think, I'm hoping Korean barbecue restaurants were open on Thanksgiving.
Dude,
so
I'm hoping
they did go.
You know, I'm taking my cousin's birthday was several months ago. And so I'm taking him and his girlfriend out to to Korean barbecue. You want to come.
When are you doing that?
Next week when I got back.
In the city? Thanksgiving? Or
no, close to Thanksgiving. Yeah.
I'll see, because I'm probably gonna have some visitors that week. I might be entertaining.
Well, I'm planning to fucking make it rain or whatever at the Korean restaurant. So all are welcome.
Thank you.
I've already set aside $10 million.
$10 million.
But I want to do it before they shut the fucking city down again.
I know. Which they have done.
Yeah, they probably have done.
By this point,
they just shut down they did shut down the schools on November 18th. They shut down the public schools.
Did they shut down the schools
today? Or not November 18th.
De Blasio even showing his fucking face in public anymore?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh, shit. It's November 18th? There's too many goddamn birthdays in November. November and April for me are like, I just feel like a fucking asshole every 3 days because I have like...
Really?
Yeah, I have a bunch of friends that all have birthdays in...
What is it, Gemini season?
Yeah.
What is it, Scorpio?
November and April, you said?
Scorpio season?
That's very sweet, Nick. It's very sweet of you to remember.
Yeah.
Remember my birthday
month. I have like two friends that...
Let's see. What zodiac is it?
Okay, good. That's sent off.
You've done it.
Yeah, November. It's like November 17, 18, 19, 20. I have like fucking 10 friends who have birthdays.
I have a run like that in July. Yeah. Where it's like 3 friends and my dad.
See, it's weird. I don't know anybody. I have like rarely anybody that has a birthday in July. In fact, I dated a girl whose birthday was in July. And I used to routinely have to like find excuses to look at her ID because I would forget what her birthday is. I knew it was in June. First of all, there shouldn't be 2 months with the same.
I agree with that.
In a row.
What you just said.
Yeah. June and July is the same.
Yeah. I used to always forget my mom's birthday, but I know it now.
Yeah.
But I used to think it was in May and it's in March.
Yeah. My dad's birthday is in March and I forget his birthday routine. I'll never remember it.
Nice, fuck him.
But other birthdays in March. I know a lot of girls with early March birthdays.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And if when you know I say what I'm saying.
No, I mean I know where they live.
Yeah, I've never seen them.
I know their birthday. I know their social security numbers. And there's nothing you can do to hide
to keep me from lurking.
The birthday rememberer, starring Michael Douglas.
I heard it was your birthday.
The birthday. Somebody told me it's your birthday. Do you want to have sex? Do you want to have sex?
Do you want to show me your pussy?
Do you want to have sex in my Toyota Tercel? Beep, beep.
Beep, beep. I'm outside. It's your birthday and I'm horny.
This is the War of the Hoses and it's Michael Douglas and Martin Sheen and they get married and then their marriage falls apart and they have to get gay divorced.
That's awesome.
We should have like a decade of gay divorce movies.
I agree. They're coming.
Yeah, like Gamer versus Gamer.
Yeah, gay guy versus even gayer guy.
Creamer versus Creamer.
Yep.
Creamer versus Creamer.
I like that a lot. I was very specific. I wanted the dildos in the divorce.
Mrs. Doubtfire, but this time Mrs. Doubtfire keeps the children. And Sally Fields, her like cis woman wife, is the one that loses her kids to her trans husband.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the court's too afraid.
You have to be trans in the law.
Yeah, the court's too afraid.
I was born like this.
The court's too afraid to not give custody to Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they don't want to
go ahead, I dare you. You'll have a Pierre nightmare.
They're like, yeah, after the Brock Turner judge lost their job, I can't risk it.
It's definitely the same thing.
Give the kids.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing.
I don't
want to
piss off social media.
Is that
letting a rapist off.
The guy who raped that pass out girl.
I'm not trying to end up
I'm
like
not
the,
trying to end up like that that good judge.
the judge who just did his damn job. Yeah. It'd be funny to be the Brock Turner judge. Like we also find out that they were dressed like Judge Dredd when making that
decision.
That's
cool. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Okay,
if you're about
yeah.
to do some wild shit as a judge, you should do the.
You should get the
you
helmet.
Should dress up yeah, as Dredd.
You should get that cool helmet.
I am the law.
The glass visor.
I am the law.
I don't think it was that bad that he raped yeah. someone. You get 4 months or whatever.
Nice pussy, rookie. Rookie,
show me your pussy.
Rookie, shoot. Call it.
Rape in the first degree. Sentence, 0 years. Punishment, nothing.
Sandra Bullock.
That's a good call, rookie.
Good call, rookie.
Good call, rookie.
Wow, I can't believe Sandra Bullock would let him
it's
off.
It's not
like
Sandra
that.
Bullock.
It's not Sandra Bullock.
One.
It's the second one. The better one.
Come on, dude.
I really
that's
like
a much better one.
I really like that movie.
It's so good.
I recommended it to my dad. My dad's like, I hated it.
What? You got to kill your father.
I'm like, I don't understand anything. I don't get you.
It's over for him,
this
dude.
Seems like it would be right up your alley.
We got to take him out back and shoot him in
the
back
of
the
head. The amount
of
times I had to listen to his like, oh, I was watching the special features on the Guardians of the Galaxy DVD. And you're going to pretend like you're too smart for Dredd. He was like, really nothing like there's no intellectual value to it. It's like, of course there isn't.
Yeah. It's just rocks cock. From the second you press play till the end, it rules.
Yes.
That's the value. Yeah.
That's all it's supposed to be.
The drug that slows
people
things
are getting
down
fucked really up. It's slow-mo.
Yeah, he's like, it's just people getting shot in the face in slow motion. It's like, yeah, it's a B action.
Yeah, it
what
rules,
the fuck
you fucking loser.
And the action is really good.
Yeah. And there's a little pinch of titties, if I'm not mistaken.
A pinch of tit.
Just a little sprinkling. Not as much as I would have liked.
I love when he just throws that bitch off the roof at the end.
It's so cool.
And then she dies in slow motion, and he's just looking down. And his final line in the movie, when at least in terms of all the conflict, is he goes, "Yeah." And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good
such a cool movie.
Yeah. Shuts out Carl Urban.
Call it rookie.
Isn't that his name?
Penis. 6.5 inches.
Not that bad looking, but not, probably not, not having not that trouble staying hard.
Trouble staying hard. Not particularly pleasurable.
Call it again. You must have read. Must be jammed.
Sounds like
you're getting a wrong read on that one.
I am the law.
So maybe turn your helmet and
stop looking.
Suck it for a second and then do it. Read it again.
I'm gonna be a bitch about it.
It gets much bigger. give it a suck, a couple up and downs, and then give me another reading.
Maybe you need to lick my ass,
suck on my titties, and jack me off, and then read it again. Put your gun in my ass, rookie. Put your gun in my ass and use the incendiary round.
Yes, quick, lift my bicycle up and put the tire on my asshole and then rev the engine.
Do a wheelie into my ass.
Do a wheelie into my ass, rookie.
Yeah, that's a good ass movie, bro. That's some absolutely good shit. What's the next movie we should watch?
Well, let's do some film reviews, maybe. Stav, you could tell them about the movies we've been watching.
No, I don't feel like it.
All right, never mind.
How about that? You don't tell me what fucking gets done. I say what gets done.
Tell me what gets done then.
Zip.
Let me just feel your tits. That
go ahead,
there.
Feel them. Honestly, feel them. You're telling me see, you tried a much bigger handful than is there.
No, I'm just holding something else in my hand.
Try it again. Tell me these tits are, you fucking girl with tits like this.
That's a handful.
You're pathetic.
It's a small handful.
It's pathetic.
I've definitely fucked small handful.
Then smaller than this.
I'm just saying that's in the category of small handful. I'm not saying it's a big handful.
Whatever, man. Shaped like this? No. My tits aren't shaped like a woman's
tits.
No,
your tits they're not. They're shaped, they're more like horizontal.
Exactly.
They go to the side more.
Thank you. They spill out over the sides.
They don't like do like a bell
shape. They don't do a bell curve.
A nice, beautiful bell
curve.
No,
they spill over. I do need to get the horizontalness of my titties under control.
It's kind of like a Phil Margera kind of. They go like horizontally.
No. That's not the correct comp.
I think it is.
I have a better body than Phil Margera.
I'm just saying it's the same. It's the same genus. It's the same phylum.
No.
Of breast.
You know what? Fuck you. Let me take a look at Phil Margera's breast, and I'll tell you right now. And I'll tell you right the fuck now. I don't have big tits though, Phil Margera breasts.
I don't think he does either.
Yeah, you're right.
In comparison to his tummy.
But instead of Phil Margera, it's Phil Magina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I guess kind of similar to Phil Margera. I take it back.
Come on, Bam. Don't fill me with cum.
Come on, Bam.
Come on, cream Bam. Bam. Don't make me into a cream pie.
Don't cream pie your dad, Bam. Come on.
But, Dad, it's in your name. Dad, your name is Phil Magina.
Phil Magina. Come on, Bam. Don't come in my pussy.
Yeah, you're watching Viva La Bang with Bang Magina.
Bang Magina. That's awesome. His name is Bang now. Yeah. And his dad is Phil Magina. I'm Bang Magina. And here's my mother, April Magina. Her name is still April.
And Don Vito.
Don Vito.
Don
still
Vito Magina.
And Vag himself. Is
Vag himself. Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm. And then
Ryan, come. Ryan, vagina.
Ryan, you done filled up my pussy with
Ryan
cum.
Ryan done.
Yeah.
Ryan done filled my pussy up with cum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That is correct.
That makes me cum on my pants.
Dude, fuck how dark it's about to get.
Yeah, it's already.
I really don't fuck with this shit.
It's 4:30 right now and the sun is down. Such as...
This is fucked
sad
up.
Sad winter day.
Such as bust.
Winter on absolutely sucks my dick.
Ashes to ashes bust.
Winter absolutely sucks my dick.
Yeah, I agree. I'm a summer man.
I mean, fall is the best. We got to do this again, dude. We got to go to Puerto Rico in February.
Puerto Rico, I'm so January.
In. Puerto Rico. And if for the super special listeners, we'll be having a secret show in Puerto Rico.
I don't know if we will.
We're selling two tickets and you can't look at us.
You're going to have big tits.
You have to be facing the opposite direction towards the wall.
You got to be a hot girl with big tits and you got to fuck us.
Yeah, that's the secret show.
The secret show is getting fucked in the Airbnb.
Yeah, you got to fly yourself to Puerto Rico.
Going from room to room and the Airbnb.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, we're going to the jungle they got there. And then we're having dinner in San Juan.
Okay.
And then we're all going out to San Juan for cigars.
I guess we could just get three girls instead of sharing the same girl.
Yeah, we're having a secret show where three girls come with us to Puerto Rico and we pretend to be in a relationship for a weekend.
That sounds awesome.
And we don't do the podcast.
No, we still got to do the podcast.
And we still do the podcast, but we're doing a secret show
where all three of us
pretend to be in relationships with women for about a year.
That's too long.
And we never really commit.
Just a weekend is fine.
we never really commit to the relationship, and you've lost the ability to feel any connection.
Yep, and you're 1 year closer to your 40s when you look back.
And you're just turning into one of those guys that you just, like, just disgusted you.
Yeah.
When you were 25 years old.
One of those guys that you would look at and be like, well, at least.
One of those guys you
I'm
develop,
not going to be that fucking loser.
You develop target fixation on and you said, oh, please, God, no. As you inch closer and closer, like you're
making
on one of those
self-fulfilling prophecy.
Conveyor belts at an airport.
That's right.
And you just drift through life.
That's correct.
Listening to elevator music while you become that guy.
I can't wait.
And that's the secret show.
Yep. Which sounds pretty good. I would like to give some Puerto Rican pussy in Puerto Rico.
That would be cool. Yeah, I wouldn't if I were.
I like that secret shows are actually, they have to be secrets now because they're illegal.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not doing any shows till it's outside again.
Oh, yeah, me too. Out of, concern for the virus.
Yeah, I'm back to being scared about the virus.
Yeah.
But it'd be cool if we could get, like, a secret show, like your own secret show.
Why are you back to being scared about it? Because the numbers are going up?
Yeah.
But it's not a different virus.
No, I know, because the numbers, that's it. And flu season, shit gets more, I don't know. Essentially just because of the numbers. I'm not real worried because New York is not anything like South Dakota or North Dakota or wherever the fuck it's really. Everyone's getting their dick hard over there. But I'll probably just get back home, try and get jacked in my house. And
I'm at the point now where it's like there's no reason to look at the world and say this isn't the way it should be and think you have any ability to make it the way you want. So you should just look at the world and say this is the way that it is. How can I ignore it and fuck off
today? Yeah, you should
that's what I'm saying I'm going to do.
You should have sex in the N95.
Mm-hmm. No. Listen, I just don't want to be in, like, at parties or, like, you know, indoors with a lot of people. I'll hang out with a few people, and I will absolutely get pussy through this. That's one thing I will not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not willing to sacrifice.
That's
getting top.
Yeah.
I can go about a week before I start getting very horny, and I need to get some fucking Muffa Ducciliani. But, you know, am I gonna fucking, should I be doing shows in December? Probably not, is my thought process.
My sexuality now is I got one of those little wind up teeth thing with the feet on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And I have that guy eat my ass. Yeah. I just put my ass up to my desk and I have that guy.
That sounds awesome. Are you jacking off, or do you just slowly come?
No, that's all I want, dude. I just want a little piece of woodpecker, a little piece of teeth eating
some dentures,
just chomping at my ass.
Actual hole.
Yeah,
nice.
Just pulled.
Has
open.
It done any damage? Sounds hot.
Yeah,
I want one of those little woodpeckers from The Simpsons where he's drinking water, mm-hmm. and I want that to dip into my ass.
That's cool.
Every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Adam, what about you? What kind of toy do you want to fuck you in the ass?
What would I want to fuck me in the ass?
Or eat your ass.
Someone I loved.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why you're talking about how much you love?
Nice one, bro.
Guys. Earlier. Do you remember that, Nick?
Quick on the draw.
Whatever you're talking about.
You just had that.
Do you remember the time?
Whatever I'm being asked to agree with, I definitely.
God damn.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas time, I'm gay.
Dude, I can't believe Christmas
Suck
is over already.
Suck my dick and fuck my ass because I'm gay.
I wonder...
Yeah. Suck me off.
I wonder what this week is going to be like in New York City. It's my favorite week of the year.
Mm-hmm. No fucking movie theaters.
The Christmas to New Year's week is the best week of the year.
I'm really going to miss movies.
But there's
on
no
Christmas.
Movie theaters. Yeah. It's probably going to suck.
Taking acid and watching Star Wars last year was the best
the
Christmas
city
I've
is
ever
empty.
Had.
Yeah. I took movie theaters for granted. I was doing it. Just it shows me before this pandemic how I just didn't do shit ever. I did nothing.
I really lost
nothing. I had no friends, no fucking life whatsoever. I did nothing.
That's so fucking funny.
I just fucking like work out and eat lunch and maybe watch a movie or read a book once a week, and that's it.
Yeah, dude, so in many ways you run effective.
Are you going to start living for the first time?
When?
When it's over.
What do you mean when it's over?
Well, you get a vaccine or whatever.
Nope.
No, he's saying. He's doing this shit.
I'm not getting the vaccine. Kamala Harris already said we should not get the vaccine.
She did?
What? In the debate. She said there's under no circumstance should anyone get the
vaccine. That's right. That's right. She definitely did say that.
Yeah. No, she did say that.
Donald Trump says the vaccine, I'm not taking it.
Which was stupid.
Really?
If she says that the vaccine is like, if it's a vaccine
that Donald Trump promotes, she would not take it.
That's weird.
Yeah. That's smart.
You think it's smart?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it would make him so happy if she took it.
Mm.
And it really hurt his feelings if he didn't.
It was filled with cum. I made cum and I made her take it. And now she's got my cum in her brain. They injected it into her brain. And she was the one. She said all this is true.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask her. Anything she's lying now because of the way the cum has affected her brain. But I tricked her. She was tricked, and she's got my jizz in her body.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting the vaccine, and I'm gonna go to Greece.
Oh yeah, I'm getting that fucking motherfucker.
I want to travel.
I want to travel too.
I want to do a fucking U.S. tour.
This summer,
every city.
I'm just going to start falsifying my vaccination records and then do that too.
Your mother strikes me as someone that didn't vaccinate her kids.
My mom, who you've never met? That's how she strikes me.
Just everything that I know about her.
Putting the pieces together.
Yeah, it's weird.
Your
father strikes me as someone.
The guy who sucks
had cock. Had sex with your ass.
That's crazy because he strikes me as that too.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything about your mom.
Yeah, you shouldn't have. Yeah.
Well, his mom strikes me as somebody who sucked my dick also.
Oh my god, dude.
So that's if we're talking about our moms strike each other with.
Thanks for.
No problem.
Thanks for.
You actually, it's funny. You actually strike me as a guy who also sucks.
Well,
my
dick.
Don't
know.
Well, hold on. I'm being stricken right now.
I'm being stricken
by a vision of Adam.
By a vision of you giving a guy head
in a dress, in a little pink, that strawberry dress that everybody was talking about.
Yeah.
You were wearing that.
No, I've been vaccinated.
So you're
I've had all my vaccines.
Hack, too.
Although I never got the like follow up vaccines for hepatitis, and I had to get that done when I was like 25. Because I got my blood test done.
You get that when you're a kid?
You get
a hepatitis vaccine?
I think you have to get it to like go to college or something.
Yeah, dude.
That's probably why I never got it.
Right.
I don't think I got any shots for college.
But at the time, I had a Chinese welfare doctor, and she was like, "Oh, you don't no hepatitis."
I was like, oh, and then I got those done.
Nice. I used to love welfare doctors. Dude.
Actually, you know what? I should hit up that office because if they knew I didn't have,
they probably have your records.
They might have my records, but like, good luck. What do I Google? Chinatown doctor.
Mm-hmm.
What if you get all your full records? You find out new things about yourself.
Like what?
I don't know. Like you have different parents or something.
Is that not how those work?
It'd be kind of cool, dude.
Who do you think your parents are, Adam? Who would you wish your parents were?
It's two women.
Two black women.
Yeah, psych.
Yeah, Diamond and Silk.
Diamond and Silk.
Those are two bad bitches right there.
Yeah, what if...
I'm trying to get my balls sucked by Diamond and my nuts licked, I'm sorry, by Diamond and my dick sucked by Silk.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bust.
I wonder what they're going to do now that Trump isn't the president anymore.
What do you mean?
Diamond and Silk?
Yeah.
But what do you mean you wonder what they're going to do?
They're going to get like a residency somewhere.
They're finally going to be on their lunch break, which is the thing they've wanted more.
They've skipped their lunch break for years.
Those women have been
4 years.
Those been women, first time in history, have been showing up right at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Damn. With their hard hats on, ready to get to work.
Yeah. I am not on my lunch break.
While Donald Trump is president, you have my solemn vow.
I'm here.
That I am never on break.
January 21st.
They're going on break.
2021. They're hitting the vending machine. Hot fire Cheetos.
That's right.
As much as you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
Sprite remix.
That's right. Yeah, have their own private stock.
Yeah, they're getting a cabin up here.
Yep. Being on break.
They're going to go on break.
Diamond and Silk are going to get a cabin.
They're
going to
get
Cheetos,
a cabin eating a hot fire
eat hot
Cheetos.
Andy Capp's hot fries.
Hot fries. Grow their nails out.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Their nails are now 17 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
They're picking up hot fire Cheetos from the other side of the room. Ooh, girl. It's the Cheeto. She reaches 17 feet to the other side of the room, grabs a Cheeto out of a tiny bag. And then as the Cheeto makes its way across the 25 feet of the room, she goes, girl.
Yeah.
All mm-hmm. the way over.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Yep, and that's being on break.
Man, that shitty little piece of watermelon on the plane on the way to Australia. Still the hardest I've laughed.
It's the hardest I've ever laughed.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was. We should go back to Australia. I know Stav doesn't want to.
I don't really want to that much. I would go, but it's just such a fucking, you know, so far away.
Yeah. What if we got a private jet?
Sure.
What if we got a boat that you could be in a relationship with?
I don't want that.
Like a large ship.
Mm. Again, is there girls I can fuck on the boat?
Oh, I forgot how this hypothetical worked.
Because if so, I'll marry it.
What?
He shouldn't have given him that he's allowed to have sex with the girls on his
wife. Of course I am. What the fuck?
The ship itself is your
wife. How do I fuck a ship, bro?
The stern.
No.
The sails.
First of all, he's not giving me anything. I choose my wife. He's offering me a different style of wife. Are you still hard?
Not so hard. I lost my erection.
Fucking loser. Yeah. I'm torqued up. My dick is
what
so hard.
What percentage of in the middle of the night when you're sleeping is your penis hard?
Pretty hard.
Is that just how it is?
I think so. I think in your sleep it recharges. For real. Your dick is recharging, dude.
It's not fair if you can't get it hard when you're awake, but it's
tell me about
hard when you're asleep. It's like God is laughing at you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mean prank.
I would like to get my dick sucked in my sleep, though. So in the off chance you're getting your dick sucked in your sleep, God has your back.
But it's not like a sexy boner. It's like a pee boner.
It can be pretty fucking nice.
You can get it sexy, but it's like
it can be pretty nice.
Yeah.
I've only been woken up to get head once in my life, and that's something I really would like to fix the numbers on. I would love to be awoken getting my dick slurped.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That would be really tight.
That's one of my favorite things to have happen. Getting jacked awake.
Mm.
That's pretty nice, too.
Maybe we should all go in on a Cinnabon franchise.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
This is your first
This is the first investment thing you said that I'm 100% on board with.
Yeah. I would love to just... We should use them.
No time for donuts. We do it after dinner, dude.
What do you mean after
dinner? Don't crack donuts now.
We got special donuts from somewhere?
Will got us donuts.
From where?
Don't Apple crack them. Nick's going to have them all.
Will's showing us what real friendship is.
What are you talking about?
We don't really know. We think it's all about...
Why are you looking right at me while you say that Will is showing you what real friendship is?
Contempt.
Why are you laser? You're staring into my soul while you're telling me Will knows about being a real friend.
I
don't
have my glasses
friend.
On and it's dark. I can't see anything.
Well, it looks like you have laser sights on me.
No, what you're feeling is energy.
Guess what kind? Guess what kind of donuts?
Apple cider.
Apple cider donuts. That's great. What I guess at first also. Did I say it first?
Stop got a little bit.
I think I said it first.
I said it first. But don't try. I said it first.
Well, we'll see about that.
No, we already saw it, and I said it first.
When you listen back to this, it'll be... I'll have.
Oh. We'll check that later.
That's fine. For everyone at home, just know he doctored the tape.
I don't know how to doctor anything.
Yeah, you do.
What was it? Who's showing somebody the picture of their cock and is mycock.pst?
It was Eric Clapton.
No, yeah. I don't think it was.
No, I think it might have been, yeah.
I think it was Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton using Photoshop to show.
just go listen to that episode.
It's honestly the only episode there is.
Yeah. Yeah, it was worth it the 4 years of this show.
Yeah, it feels
worth
like
it just to arrive at that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially because your dick is small.
Yeah. Let's have a moment of silence
for the Eric Clapton
Adam's
episode.
Penis. For Adam's penis for being so small.
Mm. Damn, that food smells so good.
I know. What? How long do you think it'll take
Will's
to
making
eat,
a
Will?
Bolognese.
3 hours?
Have a little some snacks.
I guess
some snacks.
I guess my comments about Will knowing what friendship
Fuck
is.
Fuck Will.
Yeah, Will. Will.
How dare he?
Will can go to a little place I like to call gay hell.
Oh, we're going to need a
That's
snack.
That's so
then.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And not those donuts.
Because that's the dessert.
It's dessert.
You're such a man of restraint.
I'm not. I just want to go crazy in a certain way.
You're
in
like
a
Buddhist
order.
Monk meditating
I'm
on
a
top
fucking,
of a mountain.
I'm a drug addict who knows the order that he likes to take his drugs
That's
in.
That's true.
And if somebody fucks it up for me, I get fucking
You like
pissed.
To start off with the upper and then wind down with a
I
downer.
I do. A donut is definitely a downer.
Yeah.
Damn. Ice cream? Should we get ice cream?
I can't wait to have...
Oh, let's go get us some vanilla ice cream.
Pluto!
Where the fuck do we get ice cream from?
Does anyone know where to get peanut butter for my dog? I'm trying to help him take medicine.
It's a dick pill.
It's a dick.
And then the dog is going to fuck me in the ass.
What I'm trying to get at here is I, Mickey Mouse, want to make Pluto suck my dick.
I thought maybe...
Get it?
You get fucked in the ass by Pluto.
So here's the premise. Mickey Mouse, the Mickey Mouse show I first pitched in 1919 to some of my friends at Walt Disney Studios.
Okay.
At the time, I was just a mouse.
You were Steamboat Willie, weren't you?
Not yet. I was just a mouse.
Okay.
And I said, the idea for the show is I work on a steamboat, but I have a dog...
Uh-huh.
Who sucks my cock.
Oh, wow.
And they said, maybe there's like a cat or something that is your boss. And I said, all right, fine.
I'll do one for you, one for me.
One for me, and eventually when we get
to... But if this does numbers, I want a dog that sucks my dick. Well,
we're getting a dog that sucks me off. And then they came up with Goofy, because Goofy used to mean queer. Because back then, queer meant, you were...
He was just a goofy kind of guy.
You were like a dandy or something. Queer meant goofy, and goofy meant queer.
They swapped.
And they switched them, like pink and blue back in Victorian times.
Right.
And so Goofy was supposed to be a gay man who's a dog.
With a dog's head.
And I said, I don't want to get my dick sucked by a gay guy. I want it to be a dog sucking my dick. And they said, okay, well, I don't know if we can really get away with that. And I came up with the idea for Pluto, which had been a recently discovered planet at the time.
Right. So it was hot.
It was hot. Hot. Pluto was a hot item.
Pluto was on fire back then.
Pluto, it's me. And that's where I came up with my idea for 12 rules for life.
Mm. Oh. You're like a self-help guy.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were Mickey Mouse, but it turns out you're Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson.
No, I'm Mickey Mouse.
Oh, you are Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, that's right. He does love cartoons.
I love cartoons.
He cries about like Pinocchio. And
they're going to change the cartoon so it's not Mickey getting his dick sucked by Pluto. Mm-hmm. They wanted to be Mickey and Goofy in a relationship together.
That's disgusting as far as I'm concerned.
two
men being gay is gross. And, not as funny as a man getting his dick sucked by a dog.
That's what Marxists want.
And although it is funny, we will admit that, yeah, it is not as funny as getting your dick sucked by a dog.
They want to force pronouns on us instead of everybody being a mouse or maybe like a duck that doesn't wear pants.
I'm Donald the gay duck.
I want to see Donald.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Zizek. How come we can't see Donald Duck's penis?
That's a good question.
That's what Marxists want. They don't want. They want.
That's a great question.
You and other Marxists. They don't want. Sorry, I did not do my due diligence, and I did not know that Zizek and Donald Duck were two different people. I was under the impression that you were a pantsless duck, and that I was a mouse that gets his dick sucked by a dog.
Do you think anyone with that specific speech impediment has gotten more pussy than Zizek?
What do you mean, with like a shh?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I guess probably. Yeah. He does get pussy,
I don't think that would prohibit someone from getting pussy. But yeah, Zizek.
I think so.
Zizek, he has had sex.
Eat my ass, bucko.
Jordan, that's not very nice.
Hasta la vista, bucko.
Didn't JP get a coronavirus?
Who knows if he's even alive?
No, he was like...
His daughter's killed him.
He went to rehab.
He's selling his organs.
He went to rehab for meat?
Yeah, he went to rehab for like fucking Klonopin addiction.
Klonopin and only... He only ate meat.
Yeah, but I don't think that'll send you to rehab.
Unseasoned meats.
I think humans are pretty resilient. You can live off like... There's a Chinese guy that just eats like airplane parts and motor oil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're pretty cool in that regard that you can basically eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that.
That's true.
I don't know.
Well, look at Stav.
Stav eats food.
I eat food.
Yeah, that's a bad example.
He doesn't eat anything. He doesn't eat poo and
I
stuff.
I eat food.
It's like, oh, that guy Stav loves to eat anything.
He eats glass.
He eats doors.
I've never eaten
poo.
I've never eaten anything weird.
He eats curtains.
No, I've never done that.
No, he likes food. We've been feeding him napkins.
He doesn't even like all foods.
Yeah.
He's got very strong opinions on what foods he likes.
I think I might be maybe misremembering, but I do recall on the 4th of July, Stav ate all the firecrackers.
I never.
That is true. And then they exploded out of his ass.
Necessity. Dude, that 4th of July, we had a couple years ago when
it was pretty fun.
You invited a bunch of people over and no one came.
That was not even what happened. I invited like five people over.
And no one showed up because
it was me, you, Peter Muth. Those out of
Peter Muth. Peter Muth didn't show up. We had to go to Peter Muth's apartment to use his roof to take naked pictures of you.
And then he came over for sausage.
No, me and you had the whole morning to ourselves and we ate sausage on the balcony. And then after that we went over and took naked pictures of you on Peter Muth's roof.
I feel like Peter Muth was there while we were grilling.
No, I have pictures of that day. I was involved in a few of the early photo shoots.
I remember.
Yeah.
But the point is, he was there.
He was there at some point.
Peter Muth was
there. That's when he busted out that fucking crystal impression.
Crystal.
Yeah.
Come over here, show daddy your pussy.
One of the greatest formulas for an impression. It's the same line over and over again, just changing the white trash name at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Crystal, go ahead and suck my ass.
Yeah, I don't want to do...
I want to do this whole bit.
All right. Well, we shouldn't all be on our phones.
Well, now how do you guys know what it feels like? I'm never on my phone.
You're on your phone right
I'm
now.
Always actively listening.
What are you looking at on your phone?
He's just looking whatever. At, is it healthy to eat curtains?
I've never eaten curtains.
Yeah, you seem I'm a little not, on edge I'm ever since looking, we brought up the fact
just
that
stop
you
looking at my my fitness pal, and he's like
yeah,
typing in
calories
particle board. And he's like, fuck. It's not even on.
You've been
here.
Eating MDF, dude.
I'm not Google searching chocolate curtains. That's for sure. I'm not looking that.
The Airbnb guy being like, "What? Why are all the piano keys missing? Did somebody eat all the piano keys?
Did somebody think the black piano keys were licorice?
Somebody? Yeah, he thinks anything brown is chocolate.
You can't have brown around him.
I got something nice and brown for you.
Yeah.
My asshole. My delicious little asshole.
Your unwiped asshole.
Yeah, he ate the lawn.
Yeah.
He went out there and he ate all the firewood.
He thought it was chocolate.
He thought it was chocolate.
I did. It looks kind of like chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, salamuni.
Well, I guess we'll have to make a pot of coffee here.
Yeah,
pot of coffee.
We have a nice dinner coming up.
Nice
too.
Nice dinner, and then enjoy your New Year's, guys.
Love you.
Yeah.
Thank you for another year.
Thank you for another year. Hopefully, it's
getting your dick sucked.
It's an easy year, and at the very least, this show will continue to get worse and worse.
Yep.
But you'll have something to.
You'll have something to listen to twice a week,
probably,
yeah. And you could listen to most old ones over again. No. So that could
on
be.
Patreon, especially, we have double.
On patreon.com/cumtown, you have access to over 200 episodes that are behind a paywall.
That's right. 2020. This was supposed to be the last year of the show, but the world
made that impossible.
Made it so now there is no alternative. You literally cannot do anything else
other than be a podcaster.
Other than podcast.
Yeah, or
sex worker
or get fucked on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And
you don't
honestly,
necessarily even have to get fucked.
There's a lot more honor in that sometimes.
You don't have to get fucked. You
and
can just play with
podcasts.
Your pussy.
Or play with your pussy.
Playwithit.com.
Mm-hmm.
Play pussy station.
Mm-hmm. Play pussy.
Come on,
play,
Bam.
Play
pussy.
Come on, Bam. Don't play with my pussy.
Come
play
on, Bam.
Pussy.
Why the fuck you playing with my pussy, Bam?
Play pussy.
Play pussy.